This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the best of WIP.
We do have a little bit of Phillies news. We'll do it in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
I'm not the only baseball in town anymore.
What?
Because I know that was a kind of an odd way to say
it. Baseball guy?
Well, no. It's just like Donnie Baseball.
Oh, hey. You're Jackie.
Oh, I'm Jackie Baseball.
Well, he's the real baseball.
Oh.
Donnie Baseball is the real baseball.
Well, he certainly was first.
Yeah. Great stash.
Yeah.
Unbelievable stash.
Yeah.
He can grow it back now.
Look.
He can. Now he's another Yankee.
Right.
I could have grown it back with the Blue Jays and Marlins and chose not to and the Dodgers, but who cares?
If you are me and Ike's age, you lived through the dominant era of Don Mattingly. It was a short peak. It was probably 5 years.
Yep.
But you look at his stats for those 5 years, he was like the best hitter in baseball.
Yeah. You had Mattingly. You had Boggs.
Boggs, Gwynn.
Yeah, Gwynn.
Yep.
Yeah. Dale Murphy.
No,
George Brett? Was Brett a part of that?
Older. Brett was older.
Older,
Yeah, I mean, Brett was still good at that
time. You're thinking late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah.
Is that where you kind of going?
Mattingly's rookie year, I think, was 83 or 84,
okay. Yeah.
Which is the same time Gwynn came in.
Yeah.
It was the same time that Boggs came in.
Yeah.
And it was that. But he was one of those.
Okay, I didn't know they were all at the same time.
Yeah, but he hit for power where those other guys didn't really.
Right, yeah,
so,
yeah.
He was a great hitter.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool to have Don Mattingly as a Philly.
Philly's bench coach, Don Mattingly.
Yes.
So I guess, listen.
Now, Spike, I know you get called, I'm going to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Is it a Nepo baby?
Yes, I am.
What does this make Don?
You mean Preston?
Well,
yeah. Preston is the one who hired his father, so what is that?
Well, Dabrowski hired him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And him and Thompson are close from their Yankees days.
Okay.
So there's a long...
I thought there was a reverse thing there.
A reverse Nepo
baby?
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Well, Spike wants to sit down with both of them and explain how one has to manage his father.
Yes. Well, I mean, officially, Preston is Don Mattingly's dad on the org chart.
Yeah.
His boss. The org chart.
Yeah. So we'll see. Now, he said earlier today he has no interest in managing again. You know, I thought when the position came out...
Well, welcome to Philadelphia, Don, because... If the Phillies start out 4-6, the entire city is going to want you to be the manager. So
100%.
Yeah.
So I was
introduce him to Tanner McKee.
Yeah.
He can tell you a little bit about how it works around here.
So when it first came out, they were looking for a bench coach. I thought they were going to go for someone younger they thought could be a manager in training, but I think this is just a true bench coach, like Jimmy Williams was for Charlie back in the day. So we'll see. Now the big,
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see. Maybe they do fine.
Yeah, didn't pass my smell test.
He's not old.
Yeah,
he's probably 58?
64.
Yeah.
64.
Well, how old was Rob when he got the job?
59?
Rob Thompson was 59?
Yeah, well, good
but he probably has looked 59 since he was 30. And he's going to look 59 when he's 79.
That's a good point.
One of those dudes.
Do you think he dyes his hair?
Yeah.
It's no question.
Yeah. He dyes his hair.
Why would you ask that?
Come on, man.
It's so good looking. I mean, it's like straight black hair.
We got to ask him. Nah, look, I got a list of questions when we're down there.
Listen, Ben Yamin did the same thing until COVID.
He let it go.
A lot of people let it go after COVID.
Merrill.
Okay.
Well, I assume he didn't just go gray when he was you know, his age.
215.
I would assume.
All right, yeah, we need to move on.
215.
Okay. Well, no, I'm just assuming. I don't know for a fact, but all this, okay. You know.
Okay. Now, Mattingly has been linked to the Phillies. I guess it took a while because I guess he had officially wait for his contract to run out with the Blue Jays.
Okay.
Because he's basically been the de facto bench coach for a month and a half. So the big intrigue here now becomes Bo Bichette, who is a free agent, a Blue Jay. Apparently, they had a very good relationship up in Toronto. And the Phillies over the weekend, according to John Heyman, are one of the teams that have expressed interest in Bichette.
Oh, now, just one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen. So
one of how many?
Well, so the Blue Jays went and signed Okamoto to be a lot of people thought that was going to take them out of the running for Bo Bichette because obviously the money they committed to him. Apparently, it doesn't from Bob Nightingale, but who knows? I believe the Red Sox are in on him. The Yankees are in on him. The Phillies are in on him. So a lot of the AL East teams.
The interesting thing about the Yankees would be if they sign him, would Jazz Chisholm be available for trade?
They probably would have to trade him.
You know, and that's
or Ryan McMahon.
Now, I know Chuck would love Jazz Chisholm on the
yes,
Phillies.
Yes.
And Bo Bichette was a shortstop with the Blue Jays, has shown willingness to play second base. He's never said anything about third, though.
He will have to probably move positions. Teams don't seem like they want him as a shortstop.
Yeah. So he'd be a third?
Bichette. Yeah.
So he'd be a third baseman here, you assume?
Yeah. Or they could put Stott at third if they trade Bohm. He was the opening day third baseman in 2022. Stott was. So you're getting Bo Bichette to be the bat, two-time AL hit leader. Had a bad year 2 years ago, but also injuries bounced back this year, hit 311. So he's
311.
So it's not a power bat. Like he's probably a two hitter. Then you go Turner, him, it's a pretty good 1-2 to start with, and then you go Harper, Schwarber, and there's some protection.
Schwarber's not batting fourth.
He's gonna be batting fourth.
Oh, he is.
We'll see. If they get Bichette, he'll be batting for
how him. Many T-shirts is Bryce Harper going to have to wear to get Kyle Schwarber to hit four?
He's going
to
hit four. Trust me. So the official hashtag, so. Yes. The official hashtag, courtesy actually of Mosh, yeah. Which it kills me to give him credit.
Yeah.
Go get Bichette.
I like go get Bichette.
Go get Bichette.
How many do you think of Philly is going to spell Bichette properly?
Zero.
Has
Lakin got the shirt approved yet?
Oh yeah.
It feels
there
like a Lakinism.
I like go get Bichette.
Can Bichette hit cleanup?
No.
I mean, in modern day baseball, yes, he can hit cleanup.
Well, Bohm is a cleanup hitter. Why couldn't Bichette be?
If Bichette
can make a difference maker on offense, Bohm's empty stats.
If Bichette,
no, I'm just saying, he's an improvement in power. So why? I'm saying if they would put Bohm at four, why wouldn't they put Bichette at four?
Well, if they're going to put Bichette at four, they could put Bryce at two or one.
Bryce
is not moving.
Well, then no one's moving. Welcome to the Phillies. We lose in the first round every year, but nobody's going to change anything.
We're putting Bichette at two, and we're putting Schwarber at four.
And they better hope
that.
Schwarber is not bad.
He bet at four a couple times last
and
year.
And you better hope when they sign JT Realmuto, he agrees to wear a Bichette jersey, because that's the only way that there's going to be a Bichette in the starting lineup for the Phillies this year.
Is what?
JT Realmuto signing with the Phillies and Bo Bichette is not.
And I would be disappointed at this point if they re-sign JT, which means they're going to re-sign JT.
Yes, yeah.
I'm already waiting for the pass and notification, and then I'm like, okay,
and
JT.
And a player option for the third year.
Or the guarantee in 3 years and the player options for the fourth year.
Yeah, there
to
you
make
go.
Sure they. So I can't tell if the
fourth
Bichette,
year.
I can't tell if the Bichette thing was put out there because they're really in on him, or
they're
to put pressure on JT to make a decision.
215-592-9494. Don Mattingly, new bench coach for the Phillies, and maybe they're in on Bo Bichette.
Hashtag go get Bichette.
Go get Bichette.
Ruben, let's touch on the Don Mattingly thing.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think it's great.
I think it's
outstanding. I think anytime you can bring quality, it's like, and I think he brings this team some legitimate ex-major leaguer. There's not a ton of guys actually who have actually played in the major leagues. I think Cesar Ramos was the only guy who's actually played in the major leagues on their coaching staff. So I think it's important not only for who he is, what he is, and what he is, you know, what his experience is to help Rob Thompson. And I know that they have a great deal of respect for each other. I have a great deal of respect for Don Mattingly just alone, not because of what he did as a player, but how he handled himself as a manager and how he grew from where he was in L.A. to where he got to in Miami. I think he did a fantastic job with limited talent. And, you know, he's sort of old school. He understands the game. And I loved his press conference. I mean, he said all the right things, man. I love this guy.
I feel the same way. And I also am intrigued by the – look, Bryce Harper for a while was the best player in Philly sports. And probably is not anymore. I mean, it's very, very debatable who is. I'd actually probably tell you now a healthy Zach Wheeler is probably number one. But we could go round and round as we have before. It's changed many times. Embiid had his day. Some thought Hurts was. I didn't. I thought Saquon was last year. I can't say him now. But I know this. This decade, it's primarily been Bryce and Joel. And Joel's never going to get back there again. Bryce can't. I'll be interested the impact Don Mattingly can have because it's the Bryce Harper in Philly has never had another superstar around him of his ilk like Don Mattingly was as a baseball player. Now, the irony is this is around where Bryce is, around when Don Mattingly retired. He didn't play that long.
Right.
He kind of just shut it down after 95. Like, that was it. You want Bryce to have that next 5 years or so.
Like that Bryce is peeved.
Me too,
seemingly.
Dude. I love that T-shirt.
Absolutely.
That T-shirt that he put out.
The not elite T-shirt that he's wearing in the batting cage.
Go play.
Because Dave Dombrowski
Did Dave Dombrowski actually, like, roundabout way get to where he wanted to?
He's still a quality player. He's still caliber player. He didn't have an elite season. Bryce is grabbing onto that, got the T-shirt. I like that in the same breath, you got Don Mattingly coming in who can give him a different perspective. You know, a guy, I think this season really is going to shape up into it's going to be better than
it
last
could.
Year.
A ticked off Bryce Harper is could be a great Bryce Harper. Yeah. I mean, that, to me, watching Shohei Ohtani, run off all these MVPs, I'd be a little ticked off if I was him.
And two titles in a row.
Yeah.
For Ohtani.
I mean, I think he probably wants to show the world, guess what?
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Phillies. By the way, 5 weeks of spring training. When Rob Thompson said that yesterday, I was like, holy mac.
Sneaks up on you, man.
When
the calendar flips January 1st, New Year, it happens with the quickness.
I mean, that's incredible.
Love it.
Maybe it's
Can't
five
wait.
And a half, but he said five yesterday.
Can't
so
wait.
Let's listen to Rob Thompson talking about the hiring, let's call it, of Don Mattingly.
Acquisition.
Yeah. So Mattingly was one of the great, 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 great players in the 1980s. Played halfway through the 90s. Wasn't as good in the 90s, but just amazing in the 80s. And he's now going to be the Phillies bench coach. Rob Thompson talked yesterday about the move.
It's interesting because Dave and I have been talking about hiring a guy like Donnie with, that type of pedigree. Because as great as our staff is, we don't have that guy that's been a star in the big leagues. Future should be in the Hall of Fame as far as I'm concerned. And I think when it came to me that there was a possibility that Donnie was going to be available, I said, this is the perfect guy. Because I know him. I know the integrity. I know the knowledge. I know how detailed he is. And plus, I think he's a great sounding board for our players and our stars because he's been there and he's done all these things. And the rest of us really can't answer that. So this is a huge deal. I'm so excited to have Donnie. I'm so excited. It's just going to be a great, great addition to our staff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Don Mattingly, a Phil.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about a Hall of Fame person and a Hall of Fame player. I mean, I have a lot of respect for him. I had a lot of chances to chat with him when he was. In fact, I almost worked for his staff in Miami.
Really?
Yeah, I actually I thought I was going to get the job, but they gave it to somebody else.
So he turned you down?
He did not.
Wow.
He did not. He was excited about having me.
That's what he said to you anyway.
Derek Jeter turned you down.
Until they went to a different first base coach and he got fired.
Don was like, no, it's great. We really want you, Ruben, for real.
They went to Billy Hatcher and Billy, good friend, but he got fired like within a year.
How much can a bench coach actually impact your star players? How much can Don Mattingly change Bryce Harper for the better at this stage of Bryce's career?
So let me talk to you about bench coaches and what they mean. So John Vukovich, who is what person, like my second dad, I guess you could call him, had an amazing impact of putting his arm around your shoulder and having discussions about certain things and dealing with certain things during the course of a year. So much happens. It's 162 games. And so you need sounding boards. You need those people. Now, he's going to have to build that trust because he doesn't know a lot of these players, as he stated. But he's instant credibility, and he has been there and done it and worn so many hats that, I mean, you almost have to. I mean, you have to have respect for the guy. And that's a big one. It also sort of brings back a little, makes me a little nostalgic because I wanted to bring my father back to the organization after I became the GM. He worked, this situation between his dad, Preston, and Don. I think there is a way to work through it. You have to be a little careful because you don't want to be viewed.
Is there any problems with that?
You don't want to be viewed as the guy who is like the pipeline, right? Mm-hmm. You want to, and that's why building the trust for Don with the players is so important.
The players can't think that he's telling his son everything.
Correct. I mean, but they also probably have to think some of it's going to get passed on, right? But I think the players, I think he'll make the players understand that he is as old school as he is, and that's, you know, he's there for them. And that's, you know, that's what it is to be a major league coach. They have to understand and know that the players are there for him, for that particular player, and that the coach is there for him, the player. So I think Donnie will certainly be the guy that that people can lean on. He's a great addition.
That is interesting, though. I hadn't, what you and Ruben just referenced, I hadn't thought of players.
There's a separation between front office.
I hadn't thought of that.
Big time.
Yeah. So I also got a little pissed off because I was not able to hire my dad back because we had a nepotism rule.
Right? Oh,
we
wow.
We put one in place. And I don't
Sixers
know.
Sixers don't have
I
one.
Guess it doesn't exist. No. Well, we had one for a while. And I was
you know
like
what, Ruben? They might have had one and they said, wait, we have a chance to get Don Mattingly. Yeah. We could just write that out of the book.
Well, the other thing
that's
is
what I thought they would do with my dad because he'd already been in the organization.
I will
but
say
I
this.
You know.
Yeah, I hear you. To be fair to this one, though, It's actually not Preston Mattingly hiring him. It's a combination of Rob Thompson and Dave Dombrowski.
It's Dombrowski.
I mean, Dombrowski oversees baseball, and Rob Thompson, that's his staff.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Preston Mattingly, it's not his decision.
So the reality
it's just
of,
not.
Yeah, the reality of it is Dave is the GM, and Preston is the assistant GM.
Essentially.
Yeah. Essentially, that's how it is.
Yeah, for sure. No question.
But they're going to talk over dinner.
Yeah, no.
Come on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
right, let's hit a couple Phillies notes here. And both, I think, are really interesting for what's going to happen the next few weeks. You know, spring training starts in 5 weeks.
That's crazy.
So, you know, there's a lot of big names still out there. Obviously, the Phillies have some big names still out there. Including
5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so the Phillies got to figure this thing out. It'd be nice to have a starting catcher, you know, in spring training with the Phillies. All right, two pieces of news that we need to hit. Hugh, one I'm intrigued by just to see what an alternative could be. And the other one, I'm already like just dreading, just even saying the words out loud. I don't want to do that. Let's start with JT Realmuto. All right, so according to Matt Gelb, the Phillies have begun to explore contingencies to JT Realmuto's return. And obviously they have to, right? If JT's still a free agent and they haven't come to a deal, they need to find a catcher. If it's not JT, who's it going to be? So there is a name out there. According to Matt Gelb, the Phillies have talked trades for catchers, young and old. And the name that he wrote today in The Athletic is Minnesota's Ryan Jeffers. I like Ryan Jeffers. Jeffers is got 1 year left on his deal. He is 28 years old and will
fit the wheelhouse, trying to get younger.
Yep. All right. So he'll be 28 when the season starts. He is coming off of what I would say is, I guess, a little bit of a down year for him. He's had better seasons. He had 9 home runs last year in 119 games. His slugging percentage dropped. But we're talking about a guy, as a catcher, right? So you just have to kind of look at the numbers for a catcher different than other players. He's had seasons of 14 home runs, 21 home runs. His average over a full season is about 20 home runs. I mean, that's kind of the offense you're getting these days out of JT Realmuto. So I think he's an above-average offensive catcher. He's got 1 year left on his deal. The Phillies and Twins have lined up on a lot of deals recently, right? The Bader deal, the Duran deal. So I'm sure they're very familiar with each other's players. I think Jeffers would be a reasonable replacement if JT walks.
Yeah, I think that's what you're kind of looking at, because this whole JT's not signed. I think they gave him offers earlier on in this process, right?
And he hasn't taken it.
Kind of chilling on that. So, yeah, you might have to start making your contingency plans.
So he's arbitration eligible. He made $4.5 million last year, which my guess would mean he'd make around $8 or so this year. So it's probably way cheaper than JT. I don't know what JT's asking for. I don't know what they've offered him, but I can't imagine it's as little as $8. So they would save money if they traded for Jeffers versus JT.
Yeah, I'm starting to sour on the idea of bringing back JT.
Why? Because he's taking too long? You get, it feels like you're a little
bit
upset.
I'm getting annoyed.
Well, we got to move on.
It's not like this isn't a Kyle Schwarber type player. He didn't just hit 56 home runs last season.
And I was always told in free agency, you want to try to strike while the iron's hot. I know it's different in baseball, because, you know, guys tend to, you know, take their time to sign.
Yeah. I enjoyed the time here, but you're an old declining catcher.
Damn. That's harsh.
And there are guys out there who could actually, like, drastically change the outlook of this offense.
Yeah, there are. And they could use the more money to spend on those guys. So Jeffers is a name that's out there. I think it's certainly a fair replacement for JT. And it's a 1 year, so it's not like it's a long-term thing. That's what he has left on his deal. All right, the other rumor out there, and as much as the JT contingency plan I can wrap my mind around, this I cannot wrap my mind around. I will not wrap my mind around. And I'm already just like, thinking about it. According to Buster Only, an article on ESPN talking about the remaining free agents and where their fits are, like where could they end up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's little bullet points in this article talking about Bichette and talking about Tucker and all these guys out there. And then they get to the which other free agent pitchers are coming up most in your recent conversations. Buster Only reports, quote, Suarez and Valdez. Suarez, of course, would be Ranger Suarez. With the Mets still needing help in their rotation, it seems inevitable they'll land one of these two, and Suarez makes a lot of sense given his calm mound presence and experience pitching in a big market for all those years in Philadelphia.
Uh-oh. Oh, get the hell out of here.
I can't do Ranger Suarez in a Mets uniform. I can't do it. I like Ranger. He's been a big-time Phillies pitcher, and I've accepted, I think we all have, he's probably not going to be back, right? The Phillies have Painter coming. They have a lot of money in these other pitchers. I think they should re-sign Lizardo before he gets...
Wait a minute. Didn't Wheeler just have successful surgery or something?
He did. So hopefully
he's throwing from 75 feet now.
Yeah. So hopefully he's back early in the season. I don't expect Ranger back. That's not the point of this. And if Ranger ends up on the Orioles or the Angels...
Are you Saudi?
No, I'd be okay with that. Like, I'd be happy
for him.
Okay,
you're talking about, but if it's the Mets.
The Mets.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I think I would rather overpay him than let him go to the Mets.
I just can't. I mean, two things. One, it makes them better, right? And I think they're going to be more competitive this year than they were last year anyway. So... Like, could you imagine facing Ranger Suarez in a big game in September and him on the mound? I don't want to see that. He's always been a big game guy. And the other thing is, we're getting dangerously close where I like too many of the Mets players. I'm a Soto guy. I like Lindor. Like, they have a lot of players. I'm tired of liking
that's
the players.
That's a path I can't walk down.
I can't. Hugh, we can't let this happen.
I respect the fact that it's like you can't start liking the Mets. They got too many guys.
Too many players already I like on the team. So we got to stop this now. That one concerns me. I think the Mets are going to be certainly more of a factor next year than they were this past year.
They got a lot
year.
Of money, too.
A lot of that's money, sure. I keep thinking about a September series here in Philadelphia. The two teams are tied for first place, and we have to face Ranger Suarez. And he's, you know, fastball in the corner,
Ranger,
and Turner watches it go by for strike
three.
He's
doing Ranger things.
Don't like it. Yeah. Do not want him to go to the Mets. So
did Trey call us Trey?
He did. I just picked someone out, but I usually pick out Trey. So, the Ranger and the Mets, according to Buster Only, are a thing.
It's going to get to a Phillies thing here. I'm going to tie it into Led Zeppelin. Because, James, I didn't know you were about to play this song.
No, you had no idea.
In the days of my youth, one of my favorite Phillies
nice work.
Joined the New York Mets. Juan Samuel went to the Mets.
Sure.
But it
famous
didn't,
trade.
But it didn't really matter in a negative sense. One, and Sammy, if you're listening, I love you, but he wasn't that great. And then two, they got back Lenny Dykstra, and that totally reset the Phillies franchise.
And became your new favorite player, ironically,
well,
right?
Became,
how about that?
Became my all-time.
That's what I'm saying.
My
like,
all-time.
Ironic in that sense.
Yeah, favorite Phil. But yesterday, we get a report that Ranger might sign with the Mets. And, like, God bless him.
Are you surprised?
It'll just hurt if it happens.
As soon
it'll
as...
It'll hurt.
It feels like it's destined.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be awful. Your favorite.
Oh, he's my favorite Phil. My favorite current Phil. And
your
and has been.
Gets bought by the big money, you know, just north.
This is going to be. And look, it makes
not just that. He's been a Phil since he was, like, 16 or
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's like he is a Philly.
Yeah.
Like, there is no. I said when the offseason started, like, just seeing him in a different uniform, period, is going to be more weird than any of the other guys who are available to leave because they've all been other places.
I don't know if there's a correlation I can think of in my lifetime. So Donovan went to Washington, but you knew he was near the end. Deshaun went to Washington, but I never, like, loved Deshaun on a personal level the way I love Ranger. I mean, Deshaun seemed like a pain in the ass. Let's be real. He was very entertaining and all that. But
he was talented, though.
He
and
was
also,
very talented.
He never came through in the biggest moments, whereas Ranger is like, that's like his thing, you know?
So,
and here's where this whole thing's going to lie. And, you know, John, you just mentioned, you know, going to the big money team. I get that Cohen has a lot more billions.
Yeah.
John Middleton still has billions. So if Ranger walks and goes to the Mets and they don't get Bo Bichette and they roll this on back, I don't want to hear that you've done everything in your power to get your damn trophy back.
Yeah.
I simply don't believe you if none of that happens.
You agree, Devin?
I do. I'm just really disappointed so far. I mean, it's been a, you know, very slow moving offseason for baseball, you know, as a whole, but the fact that they still haven't signed JT, and I'm at a point now with JT, I don't know what the deal is, but clearly he wants more than they're willing to give. Like, if he's holding you up in terms of making other moves, if you're waiting to see how much money you have to give him before you can... Just move on. Just move on.
Like, if you... Please move on.
Not worth it. Yep. Right. At this point, I would almost be relieved if they moved on and then went out and signed Bo Bichette. You know, went out and signed maybe another free agent or made a trade, traded Alec Bohm, whatever it may be. The thing is, baseball doesn't have a salary cap. You know, we're look at what the Toronto Blue Jays are doing this offseason, and they might still get Kyle Tucker on top of all the other moves that they've made. So I totally agree with what Rhea said. Like, I get there's the tax, whatever, and luxury tax. And if you want a championship, if you want to win it all, if you want to make it past the Dodgers, you need to spend the money to do it. And if they just roll out, you know, what they're working with right now, plus maybe JT, that is running it back.
Well,
and that's disappointing.
I'll say this. When this Eagles thing's over, and hopefully it's not for another month, but, like, we will dive deep into the Phillies thing. It's a fascinating offseason. Slow moving is very true. I mean, it's...
But there's a real... To Devin's
point... But it's
point,
about to heat up.
And there's also a real swing that can happen for the fan base here. Like, I'm dreading the inevitable JT's resign for 3 years tweet or whatever, because, like, they have two paths here. Bring back JT, run it back. Everyone's upset. Bored, not into it, doesn't believe in him. Bo Bichette, Alex Bregman, something like that. Use that money. Go the other way. This fan base is invigorated. It's like such a different, like one way. It's a fork in the road right now.
I'm not as out on them though.
I know
if they
you're
run
not.
It back.
I'm talking the general fan base and the excitement around the town and people going down the ballpark.
You
and all
love
that.
Your Phillies like John Ritchie loves Kyle Shanahan.
That's true, actually.
That's pretty good.
Very true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
What happened? He's ripping me for saying I'm just into a groove, right. And he's like, it's no big deal. Meanwhile, it's his segment.
Yeah,
and
you fumbled it completely. Yeah,
it's just unbelievable.
So anyway, so
are you locked in there?
I actually am pretty locked in. I'm gonna be completely honest.
Do you want
with you.
One of the little brain drinks?
No, I'm good. Okay. I'm good.
All right,
but I'm good.
Okay.
I moved the bros thing in there.
All right, well get to the thing.
Yeah.
All right, so
yeah.
According to Buster Olney.
Yeah.
He thinks that it's inevitable that the Mets will end up with either Ranger Suarez or Framber Valdez. So Ranger obviously still out there.
Yeah.
Seems like the only two teams in on them are the Orioles and Mets. The Mets need a starting pitcher. I actually think it's either one of them is going to be in the Orioles or one of them is going to be on the Mets. So,
those two guys.
Yeah,
whichever one goes, the other one goes the other place.
Let me, and I understand, given his how much money we already have committed to the pitching staff and given his sort of like metrics as he throws less hard every year and the injury issues, I understand not giving Ranger a big contract. I will promise you this, Ranger in some friggin' playoff game against the Mets, if he's on the Mets, is going to dominate us. I cannot handle him being on the Mets. Ranger would really bother me on the Mets. I'd much rather see Ranger on the Orioles.
Well, things considered.
Second root for him on the
Orioles. Yeah, but honestly, so I hear you. I'd be more worried about Framber going to the Mets than Ranger. So,
well, but I don't care about.
Well, but I care about the Phillies.
Right.
So while I hear you, I would rather than them end up with Ranger than Framber. And I love Ranger, but I'm not you know, I'm not losing sleep at night because Ranger Suarez is a Met. Now, if they happen to face him in the postseason, the Mets go on a run, and we know what Ranger can do in the postseason. We understand all that. But, I mean, Framber also has won a World Series. So it's not like he's not been a big game pitcher. And he shoved against the Phillies. Remember him? He was touching all the hair, and people thought he was cheating against the Phillies?
I don't remember it. No.
Yeah, because you weren't here
during
that time. But I remember we did a whole day of, like, was Framber Valdez
cheating
against the Phillies? So it would be a bummer, obviously.
Ranger doesn't feel like a Mets guy unless the money's low.
He feels like an Oriole.
Yeah.
Like, Framber feels like a Met.
Stearns doesn't feel like, oh, I'm going to go give this left-hander $100 million who's thrown 90. He was throwing 94 three years ago.
Yeah, I don't. We'll see. I think that Framber's more of a Met than Ranger.
All right.
So, but still.
I don't want to see Ranger on
that. I don't either.
No, it'd be a bummer.
Yeah.
It'd be a bummer.
I felt the same way about Schwarber going there.
Yeah.
I'm like, if he goes somewhere else, all right, we don't want to see him with the Mets.
Yeah, but I would have been mad if he went there because I thought he would be turning his back on the Phillies.
You'd have been mad at Schwarber, yeah.
Ranger, I wouldn't necessarily, because the Phillies weren't going to re-sign Ranger.
Right.
Unless his market collapsed and they gave him like a one-year deal.
One of those two guys is a playoff riser and one is not.
Yeah, well, Schwarber's the third most postseason home runs in the history of baseball.
Oh, right, yeah. When did they come, 100 years ago?
Well, some came in 2022.
Okay.
Some came in 23. None in 24. And 2 and 25.
In the same game. Yeah. One hit.
And let off the game four with a double.
Yes.
People forget that.
Okay, they do forget that.
Not lead off, sorry. Yeah. He was batting second.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad we cleared that up. Also, from Matt Gelb.
Yes.
On the JT Realmuto negotiations. So he puts it this way. He says that this is two stubborn parties exercising their rights to be stubborn. And I think he's going back to the winter of 24 or the winter when he's heading into arbitration and the Phillies kind of stiffed him in a way. No need to cut that. I'm just saying that JT said no hard feelings when they brought him to arbitration. And, you know, it's something that players sometimes get offended by when they offer you something lower than what you feel worth. So they think maybe JT is using that now. And he also wrote that JT wants more than the Phillies have offered. The club is believed to have discussed various multi-year scenarios with the catcher as one of the most decorated catchers in the sport. Realmuto commands a level of respect.
He's going to end up a Philly because there's nowhere else for him to go and there's nothing else for them to do. There's no way he's not going to end up a Philly. I think it's 100% chance.
Yeah.
I mean,
unless there's another team out there that wants JT, he clearly is hope. Is he hoping another team jumps up and offer him what he's looking for, or is he hoping the Phillies just do it?
My position is just hoping the Phillies do. I've not heard one rumor about JT going to another team.
Yeah, I mean, the Red Sox have been kind of in there, but right. that's really died down. Like, maybe just waiting for one team to get in and make the Phillies sweat a little bit. I'm a little surprised because there's been a lot of theories that the Bichette stuff was put out there to put pressure on JT. I thought maybe, okay, well, JT's camp's going to put out he's looking here, and that makes the Phillies have to feel like they have to blink. But it kind of feels like we're just in a staring match.
It's just one of those things where each side thinks the other side has no other options and they're both right. So they just stare at each other until they both realize they have no other options. And if it's really the arbitration thing, grow up. That's what arbitration is.
And they made him the highest paid catcher in baseball history. Yeah. I mean, like, I know that arbitration's annoying. I get it. But you still holding a grudge against the team because of that after they made you the highest paid catcher in baseball is a smidge annoying.
So there's a chance we could have a begrudgingly re-sign JT Realmuto.
Possibly.
Because he's not going to re-sign on a deal that he wants. It's going to be him caving to what the Phillies offered.
Yeah.
You think that's what happened? Or do you think the Phillies cave? I don't know.
I think they'll meet in the middle.
Because here's what I think. I think the Phillies most certainly need JT Realmuto, and they know it.
But I think also JT needs the Phillies.
Yeah, but I agree with Ike in that I believe that the Phillies will blink.
They would cave before I think JT does.
Because
JT
they don't have conviction in themselves to go find something new and find something else. I understand it. I just think there's so much more fun other scenarios rather than bringing back JT.
The problem is that the fun other scenario is paying a guy $30 million in Bo Bichette and then finding whatever your catching situation is.
Uh-huh.
And JT doesn't make $30 million. He makes $15
million. I know.
So,
but then we can get off, boom. Yeah. And then we can start, you know, with the wheels in motion here a little bit rather than, we're just going to bring back JT. Yeah. Bohm's going to hit four. Adolis is going to bat five. And let's roll it out there and see how it goes.
At least.
So, not,
I don't know that. I don't know about that.
So, Bichette in the lineup, replace Bohm. You got Marshawn as your catcher?
Well, or they sign. So, they could sign Victor Caratini, who is
who the hell is that?
So, he's been mostly a like journeyman-type catcher. Last year, him and JT had very similar numbers. And he's a couple years younger, will cost way less, okay. And pitchers love throwing to him. So,
sign me up!
There's also trade scenarios. Gelb laid out Ryan Jeffers, who is of the Twins, hit like 25 home runs last year, is a right-handed bat. I don't know what he is defensively. Obviously, we know the value JT brings from that scenario. Ivan Herrera is a catcher on the Cardinals. They have a million catchers. Maybe they can get into that market in a trade. So, but it, now, do they provide what he provides defensively? Probably not. I think Caratini would. Herrera and Jeffers are bat-first catchers.
I guess I'm just wondering, does losing JT and adding Bichette, because you're losing JT and Bohm, are the Phillies, does it still make them better? Are they in a better position? I know Bichette is younger, so moving forward, you look good. I'm just wondering what it does to the team for next year.
I just like, JT had a couple of good runs this year. He's still like a 704 OPS, hit 16 home runs guy.
So you wouldn't miss him.
I just think they could replace that.
Yeah.
A lot easier than they could find another Bo Bichette.
Okay. Somewhere.
That would be my guess.
All right. You know what else would be nice, Hugh?
What's that?
If the Phillies go get another star player. So we brought it up a couple days ago that the Phillies and Bo Bichette, it felt like there could be a connection there because he's still available.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies really haven't done much this offseason. Don Mattingly, his former bench coach, and they had a good relationship when he was in Toronto, is now the Phillies bench coach. There's some connections there. Well, Hugh, those connections went into overdrive yesterday. So let me take you through what has been put out there over the past, less than 24 hours here. So it started with John Heyman, who's always one of the most plugged-in people around baseball. Yesterday, he put out his rankings, like he kind of ranked the favorites to sign Bo Bichette.
Mm-hmm.
And he put the Phillies at number one, the favorite, according to John Heyman, to sign Bo Bichette. He wrote that Bichette has a great relationship from Toronto with new Phillies bench coach Don Mattingly. And how about this? According to John Heyman, Phillies players were texting Bichette about the possibility last weekend when Bichette was celebrating his wedding. So that was yesterday afternoon. Within, I'd say, an hour, Matt Gelb, who covers the Phillies here locally, said the Phillies have changed course and they have set up a meeting with Bo Bichette scheduled for early next week. So the ball is now rolling a little bit here. And then I saw this one just about an hour ago. Bob Kaplis, who covers New York baseball and is connected covering the Yankees for a long time, wrote that the Yankees don't appear to have a plan B to Cody Bellinger. Kyle Tucker's too expensive, and this is from Bob Kaplis's column just an hour ago. Infielder Bo Bichette is almost certainly headed to the Phillies.
Whoa!
Oh, wow. This thing is moving fast, Hugh Douglas. I am starting to just...
Almost certainly.
This is from Bob Kaplis just an hour ago. Outfielder Kyle Tucker's too expensive. And infielder Bo Bichette is almost certainly headed to the Phillies, where Don Mattingly, his former bench coach at Toronto, will assume that same role at the other end of the turnpike. This thing, Hugh Douglas, is moving fast. I am starting to envision Turner, Bichette, Harper, ready. Schwarber. Boom, 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 boom. You ready?
I'm so ready. But, okay, can I ask a question?
No.
Not to be a Debbie Downer. What does this mean? I'm just asking, what are we going to do with JT?
We're going to say thanks for the service.
Yeah, see ya.
So we going with who going with the catcher? Vibes, Chief Vibes off?
No, they're going to have to trade for a catcher.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
The breast milk drinker? That's what we're doing?
We brought up Ryan Jeffers' name from the Twins a couple days ago. They could trade for him. They're going to have to piecemeal catch together. So Bob Nightingale also chimed in. This has become the biggest story in baseball the last 24 hours. And he, kind of like Hugh Douglas over here, started to ask like logistical questions. And it seems like, to your point, Hugh, to make the Bichette thing work, the Phillies are going to have to say goodbye to JT, use some of the JT money for Bichette, trade Alec Bohm to dump his $10 million that he got in arbitration yesterday, and probably find someone
to take some portion of the Nick Castellanos $20 million he's owed. So
yeah, so you got to do some finagling.
There's some ducks in a row. But what I'm sensing is Bichette wants to be a Philly. Yeah. That's the part that it has me the most excited.
I'm surprised that stories about, you know, players calling you and things like that leaked, got out like that. That's interesting. You know, you hear guys doing, I know guys do it when they go to the Pro Bowl and everything. But to this level, yeah, that sounds like that's almost a done deal. Mm-hmm. What was that?
He's sweating.
You got me sweating over here. You're talking dirty to me right now.
Kyle, that's creepy.
With this
so many ways. But
to be fair to Kyle. Turner, Bichette, Harper, Schwarber. Turner, Bichette, Harper, Schwarber. Turner, Bichette, Harper, Schwarber.
He was like, I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, I'll never cut that. Don't worry, you'll never have to hear that again.
Yeah,
it's over. One and done. Yeah.
He's like,
But here's the problem. Because now, I mean, especially with the last thing you just read me, now I'm expecting it to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be devastated if it doesn't.
Yeah, because I've started to create the lineup with Bichette.
I don't want to be in the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be very bad.
Well, you know, I'll say this.
You heard that noise I just made.
I know. Yeah, we don't need to hear
me down like that.
Yeah.
I will say this now. It is now on Dombrowski and Middleton to make this happen.
Oh, yeah.
The reporting out there is that he wants to be a Philly. The Phillies players were texting him. He doesn't seem to have an alternative. People in baseball think he's coming here. This is now on Dombrowski to, like, seal the deal on this one.
Yeah.
And if that means I don't care if they get a bag of pennies for Alec Bohm. If that's what it takes to create room with their payroll for this year to bring in Bichette, then do it. I mean,
don't twist my arm. I mean, creating Alec Bohm and saying goodbye.
Hugh,
to
are
JT.
You okay moving off of Bohm for Bichette?
Yeah,
good.
I mean, they were trying to do that anyway. So yeah, that sounds like that's going to happen.
You know,
let me just go finish your thought there, brother.
You see what they do to me, man. Now I'm going to be angry if they don't sign Bichette.
No, this is on Dombrowski and Middleton.
I'm going to be angry
if they don't get him. I mean, it's
middle. Especially when you talk about the team talking about bringing him on board.
Yes,
they will feel my wrath if they don't sign him.
Dombrowski's gotten off scot free for some of these off seasons.
My wrath, you.
Dave.
I am not mad at you for
get
that.
Get him
brother.
Here, Dave. Make this happen. If he wants to be here, and he's obviously still available, and other teams think he's coming here. They better not let this guy walk away. This is an all-star player. He's gotten MVP votes in four different seasons. He's a career almost 300 hitter. Get him to the Phillies. Move off of Bohm. And JT's been an awesome Philly. He's a Wall of Famer. But if it's a matter of Bichette or Real Muto for the next 3 years, I mean, come on. I would offer the guy $6,150 and try to get this thing done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.